Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. We're going to do some wonderful healings for you tonight. And I know Ron has been giving to all of us an activation of the light being. So if you're on the BBS website, scroll down a bit and click on the beautiful picture of the light being, and Ron will activate that for us. Or if it's easier, you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and there's a picture of the light being there. You can click on it and make it larger. And meantime, let's greet Ron and welcome him. Hello, Ron. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And just scroll down a little ways on DBS. It's also on the creationlightship.com website. Either way works. The BBS one is much larger, so if you want to go there anytime you like, you can. And the light being will be there looking at you. You can also use the light being, if you like, for some of your clearings. So you could just bring that light being up if you wish. If you're on a clearing page, you're doing it, and you want a larger light being, then just, if you can't make it larger on your own particular screen, then just kind of superimpose the BBS one over the other light being. Or minimize the other screen that you have. Bring that one up. It'll work the same. Just note that you need to be able to know when the clearing has stopped. That's the only situation you could have. Normally, a screen will come up and ding for you that the clearing has stopped, and you need to proceed to the next part. But here we go. Bring up the light pane. One, two, three, four. And I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So the light beam is just there to bring you peace energy. And some people have asked me at the expos that I go to, what does the light beam do for me? Well, it just brings peace energy to you. You can't connect to it and ask for favors like you may do with other type of modalities, you know, things like, you know, having your crystals do some work for you or invoking new energy. It just brings in peace. And the light being is used to put peace into you during your clearings. And that's the way it works. Also, we've had some questions asked if we have the light infusion chamber on the website, and we do. For people that have been in the light infusion chamber at the events, or people who have never been in it at all because they don't are unable to, will say come to L.A. or New York, and they go, gee, Ron, I like to go into the chamber, but gee, I can't travel 2,000 miles. So can go online, and it will work the same. Just go in there and get on the online clearing for the light infusion chamber. And that also works the same. It won't look the same, naturally, but it will bring the energy in for you. So, I guess, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And if anyone is on the call tonight, the show, rather, for the first time, once again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And if you have any questions, you can put them into the fast chat tonight, or even better, send them in an email form to questions@yahoo.com. And I thought it would be nice, Ron, to get started this evening. I actually already have a couple of questions, but could we start with a sample of the emotion, which is the healing that Ron recommends we all begin with when we start to do our creation lightship healings? And on the shows, we're lucky enough to have Ron do some samples. So could we start with that tonight, Ron?
Okay, so we'll do an emotional healing sample. And think of a emotional situation that you encountered maybe today or sometime in your life that's kind of bothering you, something that got your buttons pushed. Hopefully you don't have any buttons, but if you do have some out there and people find them, then they'll activate them naturally. Kind of what people do. So here we go. Think of that situation, and I'll count to five to release that one particular situation or trauma that you experienced during a conversation. confrontation from somebody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll do another one for you, so think of another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll do 3 of them for you. So think of one other one that you may have had. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and back over to you.
Oh, wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much. And I always suggest people that they have the things that they're thinking of that they want cleared, because and the light beings that do these healings through Ron see us as perfect, so we have to let them know what it is that we want cleared. How about now a sample of the mental body clearing, Ron?
Here we go. So think of an experience that you may have had. Maybe you keep thinking the same thought over and over and over again, and you can't seem to get it out of your mind. Here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels pretty strong. I'll do that one over again for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there we go. We could do a clearing for your feeling body. And the feeling body is what people use to sense energies around them. And these energies that are around you is kind of how you sample life through your feelings. Here we go. Think of a situation that you may have used your feelings. Maybe you had your feelings hurt. Maybe you're overloaded a lot. And we'll do that here, a sensory overload. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do another clearing. We haven't done this one for quite a while. This is your sensory body. So normally what you would do is first clear your emotional body. That's the first one that you always do first, and that gets rid of most of your stuff. And then the next body, if you feel like you're having situations still happening, you would probably do your feeling body. If you still feel some stuff happening, that could be possibly your trauma body. And then maybe your sensory body after that. So that's kind of the order that you would normally do the healings in if you are overly stimulated in a certain area or a certain situation. You can also try the 7-generational clearing for that particular issue. But you may want to just look at, how other situations are affecting you also. Maybe you have a whole bunch of situations. Maybe the sensory body is what you're dealing with. You also have an empathic body, too. So I'll do the sensory one. Here we go. Think of a situation. This may take away a lot of stuff from you that you never knew that you even had. The way you validate the clearings normally is that you start feeling more peaceful. And if you don't know what that's like, then you can feel your body actually relaxing. You may find your shoulders dropping and your body kind of like getting very calm. So here we go. Sensory body clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll repeat that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do a clearing here for people that might feel overwhelmed. So if you do feel an overwhelming condition, situation, or something happening, maybe you feel overwhelmed because we're approaching Easter coming up here. and maybe you can't go out and get your Easter eggs anymore, so you're overwhelmed. You're too old for that. And you go, rat, I can't go out there anymore with my bunny suit on. I'm just too big.
And I don't think anyone's going to buy me an Easter outfit either.
Yeah.
My Easter bonnet.
Yeah, I wonder which store that would be in, you know? So here we go. So if you feel overwhelmed because you can't have your Easter experience, boy, that brings back memories that I can almost see a long time ago, almost a very, very distant. But here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. This will be kind of unique, probably very unique. So let's just assume, we're assuming that Jesus was put on the cross, okay? Let's assume that. And let's assume that maybe you were there. So, and maybe you have some responsibilities in what was happening. So this gets to be very interesting. So your cellular memory in your body is there, and you know that you didn't speak up because you were mesmerized by the alien mind control, and you felt like you betrayed yourself, and you betrayed him by not speaking up. And naturally, you probably would have been also killed, but regardless, you still have that remorse, that situation stored inside of you, and maybe you don't like to see Easter any longer because you know that maybe you had a problem with that situation 2,000 years ago, we'll say. Let's take away that energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, remember the light beam is up on your monitor screen to bring in peace to you. So definitely put the light beam up. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. Only judge yourself. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Pretty heavy clearing. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Wow, that was terrific, Ron. And because, you know, back to the Easter a little bit, because it's also Passover, I was wondering if we could perhaps disconnect people from rituals, the holiday rituals that people have done through religions and that kind of thing.
Okay, here we go. So this will be a disconnection of energies that you may have been connected to, courted to. Maybe you gave an oath or vow or something like that, and it's still connected to you. So we're going to do the first one. We'll kind of break them down into 500-year segments, just the most horrific one that you've done and that you're connected to, the most negative one. So for the first 500 years, so remember, as I do mention off and on, that really Jesus never lived, because we have the calendar here that we go by, and we have before Christ, B.C., and we have A.D. after death. So he lived in the zero time there, somewhere between those different letters. And it's really probably no physical date, although I heard that there is calendars that do show him. But somehow they got rid of those calendars, and now all we have is, you know, the BC and the AD. So we'll get the zero point there and go up from that point, from zero to 500. If you made any special attunements, vowels, something like that. Maybe somebody did a whammy on you, hex spell curse or something. We'll see if we can take that one away from you. Maybe you're a nun. Who knows? And here we go. Releasing that energy. You can only do a few of these here. So maybe you could have did hundreds, if not thousands of these during that time from your ancestors that stored inside of you. But we'll take the most predominant one, the one that's hurting you the most here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And that will go from 500 to 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that will go from 1,000 to 1,500. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1,500 to, well, we'll just go to 2,000 and we'll go to current from there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And from the year 2000 to where we are right now. This present moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll do it some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Here we go. Back to Anne, and we'll just see what stuff you've seen on the fast chat, or we do like to get questions on clsquestions@yahoo.com. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. We're getting a lot of people feeling really wonderful from all the clearings and healings you've done so far. And I saw myself lighting candles, which is a thing we used to do. So I feel that perhaps I cleared that. Thank you very much. What about, again, because just sort of staying with this holiday theme for a moment, what about people who might have relatives, even if they're not involved with anything spiritual or religious anymore, but people might be praying for them? Could we do a clearing of that, some cording through praying?
Yeah, that would all be under probably energetic cordings, and then also the curses, sexes, spells, and also the dark side practitioner. So all of these would be kind of under it, those umbrellas there.
And also the soul family, right? The soul family clearing.
Yes, that's correct, too. Your soul family could be being involved, transferring energies to you, too.
Right.
In fact, your soul family, the members in your soul family, can body hop into you. So who knows? Maybe you have some very religious soul family members. You don't even know who they are. Maybe you have a soul family of just picking a number, say 500 people, and you may have actually known maybe 50 of them throughout your lifetime. But what about the other 450? Well, they can still come into your body and bring in the energy from their spirits into you, and you may go through some type of emotional roller coaster ride as that spirit presses your buttons, bringing up DNA from the past. So that could be kind of disconcerting. And all of a sudden, now you wonder why you're having a situation that you never even thought about before, and it's just because the soul family members are activating that in you without your knowledge and also without your consent. So here we go. Let's just do a clearing for that. This would be just a basic clearing for other people attempting to trap you into the energies of maybe Easter and Passover and whatever else is happening right now to make you feel guilty or something like that. So one, releasing that energy. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. And like I mentioned in the past, these unwanted universal travelers out there can copy and paste timelines. But just think how much mileage, when you do go to a location where they're talking about the death of Jesus and you see people sobbing away, they probably just copy and pasted that timeline 2,000 years ago onto their present day experience, and they're crying because they're seeing visions of what's going on, or at least the emotions, maybe not even the vision, just feeling the emotions. Just think how much energy those aliens are getting off of those poor people going to church. Boy, they got a feeding frenzy. So, back to you, Ann.
Well, okay, Ron, thank you. And again, we have a lot of comments that what a great release, and people are feeling really wonderful. Somebody said she cried a little bit through the release, and so thank you from everyone, Ron, for doing that. We have a request for a full moon energy release. Could we do that?
Yeah, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. I'm just wondering if Jesus died, ascension occurred, okay? And actually, very few people, you know, participated in that experience. And I just wonder if they did like a major timeline shift like we just had in the year 2013. And that could be why the people maybe were so zoned out. Maybe that happened just before that, a particular time like we experienced on the, you know, the 21st Dark Side Ascension. So maybe just before that particular time, before his death, maybe they did the Dark Side Ascension. I don't know what the exact date was that he actually died. I don't know if anybody really knows, but we'll just assume that they did the Dark Side Ascension on December 21st, whatever year that would be, and then Jesus was killed after that. And that's probably why he may have said, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Maybe he was seeing some new clone models coming forward, and after 2,000 years, everybody now has emotional bodies. It could be the same recycling. Maybe he was seeing these zombie people also, like you're probably experiencing out there right now, of robotic people. And then naturally, after 2,000 years, the people would naturally have a higher state of consciousness because they'd have more programs. So we kind of talk about that, but you may just kind of look at that, and maybe that's what he meant by that. I was initially thinking, you know, years ago, that these people had so many entities in them that they didn't know what they were doing anyway, and then being bounced in and out of timelines, they didn't have a consciousness to hang on to. But maybe they could have done the same thing they discussed were doing in 2013. The same thing happened. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I did all this work in my lifetime doing these things, and all of a sudden now the people don't understand squat. And they don't understand squat or anything else because they're not here. So, anyway, could ring true. I don't know. I'm just looking at this right now. But it could be very possible. And then naturally, you know, when he said, why did you forsake me? He was talking to probably the Pleiadians, since they were helping him out, I believe, as the main alien race out there from the Galactic Federation. And he was talking to them saying, you know, what happened? You know, you're supposed to help me out with ascension. Why did you, you know, kill me over this here? So, back to you, Ann.
Excuse me. Okay, Ron, very interesting. Thank you very much. Now, two different people talked about panic attacks, kind of, or an anxiety situation that they had recently. And I don't know if, I'm sure that it helped them for you to do that emotional body clearing and the mental clearing and all. But is there something you could do for panic attacks?
Okay, so let's see, a panic attack. So I would assume a panic attack would be something that maybe you have a great understanding of something that you never had before, and you go, uh-oh, you know, because what really triggered you, you know, that brought you into the state of probably intense fear, I would guess, be panicked. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for that. So if you do have a panic attack situation, think of it right now. And one, two, three, four. It is getting kind of heavy. Five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. At least my head hurt. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy. And one, two, three, four, and five. And if you do get involved with panic attacks, we do have that clearing on the website, too, if you're interested. I believe it's a whole lifetime clearing for panic attack. I don't think I've ever really talked about this clearing, but it is on there just in case you happen to need something like this here. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ron. I don't think I was aware there was one specifically for a panic attack. That's good to know. Thank you. Okay, we did the full moon. We did the people. Okay, we got an email from someone who on clsquestions@yahoo.com. The other day, I watched a TV show about the seven wonders of the world, and some of them felt very creepy and like I was connected to them. Is this possible? And we already know, yes, it is possible. Could we do a clearing, Ron? Because those clearings you did last week on the other BBS radio shows, if anyone missed them, you want to go back and check out last Friday and Saturday shows. Perhaps we could do the same type of clearing for these places?
Okay, so I'll just do 1 through 7 here. So,
okay, without saying what they are?
Yeah, so okay. Unless somebody wants to look them up and maybe enter them the next few minutes into the fast chat. And just put
well, actually, we do have them on the email here.
Okay, what's the first one?
If you want to do that. Okay.
Yep.
The first one is, and I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, Chichen Itza.
Okay, here we go. We'll clear away this energy here. One, two, three, four, and five. This is if you're quartered to remember. Everything here, everybody cords everything. They cord the mind energy of it. So you're quartered mind to mind to that energy, and whatever is connected in mind energy there, like the mind pool of energy, is brought back to you. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. That should help you out. Next one.
The next one is the Great Wall of China.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Repeating that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Wow, I'm feeling it. Thank you, Ron. The pyramids.
Okay, one, two, three, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke.
Okay, the city of Petra.
I don't even know what that is, but here we go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next.
The Taj Mahal.
And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Well, that feels negative. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one, I would start doing timeline crashes on that one. That thing out of my life. that one's really dense. Okay, go ahead. Next one.
Machu Picchu.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And the last one is the big statue of Jesus in Rio de Janeiro.
Okay, I just wanted to see. Yeah, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. There we go.
So if anyone listening felt anything strongly release or that something bothered you, that would be a good thing to timeline crash, correct, Ron? To do some more timeline crashes on.
Yeah. Let's do something for people. We'll do a timeline crash. So I want you all to think of maybe not something that you have experienced maybe right now or in the last week or so or even year, but think of something instantly that comes up, you know, that maybe you read something in the news in your whole lifetime, but all of a sudden you think of something that you've seen, and it just pops up, you know, on your psychic vision screen. It could be anything. It could be maybe you're looking at something, and all of a sudden you see an event that was in the news, or maybe a plane crashed or something, you know? Maybe there's something in a movie that you saw that comes up. See, something that's kind of haunting you. And it could be even one of these sacred sites, but just something that you have experienced and you really don't even think about it, but now that you do, this one particular location thing, experience pops up. So we'll do a timeline crash on that for you, because it is haunting you. So here we go. Timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Maybe that has relieved you somewhat of that particular scene that you have experienced. Because remember, you're going to be looking at it instantly. It'll all of a sudden pop up. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, thank you. Okay, people are entering more locations on the fast chat. Would you like to keep going with some more of these ancient sites? Or save them for another time?
We can do a few minutes of those, then we'll kind of move on. But yeah, pick something that looks like it might be worthwhile doing here.
Okay. Yeah, some of them I haven't heard of, but one, the Lighthouse of Alexandria, that kind of stood out.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's do some timeline crashes. So I'll just do it quickly. So first timeline released, second released, third released, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, nine, and 10. And let's just do a timeline crash for people that maybe you're experiencing this, you're somebody rooting people on in the group of people watching. Maybe you watch somebody have maybe their head cut off, or maybe somebody was stoned to death. And you can kind of remember that only because you may have seen it in a movie, and that bothered you, but you just kind of thought, oh, well, you know, let's release that from you. It's something that you have stored deep inside yourself that could be haunting you. Here we go. One, first timeline release, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 20 timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30 timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40 timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 50 timelines. Okay. Let's do what we have, the Sphinx here. Let's get rid of that energy. Some of that blue energy underneath the Sphinx and underneath the pyramids. So it's from probably Orion. I've been dealing with that for quite a long time now, unfortunately. So here we go, the energy of the Sphinx. So releasing that from you as it maybe corded you. Get rid of that on timelines. So first timeline release, second release, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, Ann, maybe we can kind of see what else we have there. I know the some people have mentioned they saw the movie. It's still pretty old, but it was... I think it was Bret Hart or something like that.
Braveheart?
Braveheart, where he, you know, was kind of like gutted, you know, and you heard that pop where they disconnected his intestines, I guess, from his stomach or something.
Mm-hmm.
I like the word freedom. So that somebody's talking to me saying, yeah, that thing haunts me whenever I see that, or I just can't get that out of my mind, you know. So let's do that part here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess let's get people off that timeline from Japan. The what is it? The atomic power plant. I forgot the name.
Are you talking about the like in World War II or more recently?
No. The one more recently where they had the weather problems and Fumashita or something like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. I can't remember.
Yeah, they had that that problem where the flood came and we had that nuclear problem maybe a year or so ago.
Right. I remember what you're talking about, too, but I can't remember the name.
I should know it. When somebody may type it in. So let's get us off that timeline, the radiation poisoning. So this might be good. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Yeah, it's like Fukushima. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Let's just see if that helps you. Let's also do the one, the Russian one. Others, similar situation here. And this was Chernobyl. So let's do that
Chernobyl
one here. Yeah, Chernobyl, yeah. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that was the energy of Chernobyl. So we can do another one here. Didn't we have one here in the States, the Three Mile Island one?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that one here. That was quite a while ago, I think. I don't know if that was maybe in the 70s or 80s, but we all probably have heard about that. So here we go. Radiation poisoning. It's interesting how they talk about how bad it is when it first starts, and then after a while, 6 months or so, it's still out there, but nobody even talks about it.
Well, they count on us having a short memory, right?
Yeah, that's true, right. Switching timelines on us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, we got only about 6 minutes left here. So back to you. We'll see what we can look at. Anything on CLS questions or anything?
I will check there now. We're getting a lot of people responding to the clearings that you've done so far, and they're getting a lot of releases and feeling a lot. We have a request for, and I'll go into CLS questions again right now, but we have a request for a dog attack clearing.
Okay. So I guess if you've ever had a situation, maybe dog or cat or something, I don't know, maybe a horse bit you or something or stepped on your foot, let's just clear that energy. So it's to be more of the a clearing of maybe pain from you. So we'll do a pain clearing. That brings something up naturally. I would assume that an attack would give you pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we have special clearings on the website if you need further assistance for that. You may need a pain clearing or maybe even a timeline crash to help you out with that situation. So if you're still dealing with something that's bothering you, you may first try the timeline crashing on it. That might be one solution. It's hard to say how far this is ingrained in you. It could be in your genetics going back even 7 generations, or it just could be something that happened. And it could also be something that was copy and pasted from your soul family on you, too. So remember, in your soul family, things can, some spirit is too timid, we'll say, to do an something to happen to that body, and that you might volunteer to have it happen to you. Isn't that nice? You're volunteering to have yourself harmed, so at the expense of another spirit not wanting to do it. So we do have the 411 clearing to help you, and also the soul family clearing on the website. We'll be talking about that on the next program coming up here, straight up on the hour, getting into those clearings a little bit here. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And we do have a question at CLF Questions. So I think we're getting ready to end, because I know we're going to end a little early tonight so you can get ready for your next show. But here's our email. I was wondering if there's any benefit to doing the spirit barcode removal for people who may have been a part of the dark side ascension.
Well, the spirit barcode removal allows their spirit to be connected to the light at the time of ascension. So it takes away the darkness program, which will take them sideways. So I said that two different ways. They put a barcode on you from your initial incarnation here to keep tabs on your spirit. So it doesn't matter what that person did, the spirit goes along for the ride. And the spirit really has no chance of ever getting out of here, except for having, you know, that clearing done so the light can find you. If for some reason the dark side wasn't here, and they didn't take everybody into the strange universes out there of darkness, then the light can see light in everybody here, probably some light, and take that. But since they want to continuously use your spirit energy, then they put this barcode on you so they don't lose their precious gift that they're getting. Well, they're stealing you into darkness, and that's why they put the barcode on you. That was put onto you, you know, maybe 50,000 years ago, and that's why you're still here, because the light has not found you yet. That's why we have that, and also the special clearing or part on the website where you transfer your clearings to the new earth. That is just a place to hold your energies so that you can be there also. So the definitely the spirit barcode is a must for everybody if they want to not be taken sideways. So I guess we should probably end our program here. So thank you everybody for listening. And we'll have another show coming up. You go to the website if you like, and the top right-hand side has information there. And we'll see you in a few. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Did we just want to mention that on the 29th you are having a seminar, a four-hour-long seminar in New York City, right?
Of having a special workshop, four-hour workshop in New York City, Manhattan. It's 353 West 48th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue, second floor. So, studio 353.
And you know what time? It's in the evening, right?
6:30 to 10:30.
Terrific.
So, if you're over here, please come. We'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone. Bye.